As you're seated, I'd like to invite you to open up your Bibles once again to the Gospel reading from the 17th chapter of St. Luke, beginning with verse 11. Would you bow your heads with me for a word of prayer? Father in heaven, as we take a close look at the healing of 10 lepers, I pray that you would give all of us here today a better understanding of what it means to be thankful to God. In Jesus' name I do pray. Amen. You know, as I contemplated my sermon for this morning, I kind of went through some titles I might use. One title I thought of was 10 Miracles. But then I thought that doesn't tell the whole story, because there were more than that. Then I thought, okay, 11th miracle at the 11th hour. But no, that didn't quite grasp it. Then I thought, well, ingratitude versus gratitude. And I thought, no, that doesn't quite get it. And I was thinking, well, this week we're all going to celebrate Thanksgiving, hopefully with family members or with other people. And so I thought, Thanksgiving. How soon we forget. Now that really, I thought, describes what I would like to say about this text. So once again, I'd like to invite you, along with me, to take a closer look at these words of Jesus. Turn to Luke 17. On the way, verse 11, to Jerusalem, Jesus was passing along between Samaria and Galilee. Now, throughout the life of Jesus, he crisscrossed all around and through the Holy Land. And wherever he went, he healed people. The blind, the lame, the lepers. And that word spread quickly among all the people, especially those who were sick. Have you ever been really sick? So Jesus is just walking through the Holy Land, and he comes upon a village. Now, the average village around the time of Jesus was 300 people. Now notice what happens when he comes to this village. And as he entered the village, he was met by 10 lepers. Another title I could have shared about this message is, what happened to the 300? Where were they? Ever think about that? Jesus is coming to the village, and not one of the villagers come out to meet him? Why? Ever think about that? I'm just going to add this. They weren't sick, or they did not see a need to meet or greet or have Jesus in their life. But there were 10 lepers who were sick, and they knew they needed help. It's kind of like when you're sick, you think more about help than when you're healthy. Now, leprosy was a skin disease, a bacterial disease that ate the skin away. First of all, your skin would turn white in patches, and then it would get thick and scaly, and then it would begin to stink terribly, and then extremities like your nose, your ears, and your fingers would fall off. And then it turns inwardly and eats your bones up, and you die a terrible death. There was no hope for a leper, and they knew it among all people that they were a helpless case. Not only that, but according to the teachings of the pastors and the priests, God was cursing you. If you had leprosy, it was because of God who placed this upon you. That was the teaching then. And then the people cursed you. Not only were you physically sick, but everybody said, you're the worst of sinners because you have leprosy. This is God's doing. And so the people did not want to go against God. You do not fight God. And so they cursed the lepers and put them at a distance, outside of the village. They couldn't even enter the village. But lo and behold, they heard that Jesus was coming. Good news travels fast among the sick, but not so fast among the healthy. Because the 300 would have showed up if they were excited about the good news, Jesus was coming. But no, only 10 lepers show up, 10 who are very sick. And notice what happens. Who stood at a distance. This was the law according to Leviticus 13, Old Testament. Lepers had to remain at a distance. And they lifted up their voices. I'm just going to add, they sang the loudest in these bad times. They lifted up their voices. Of course, they were a distance from Jesus, saying, Jesus, Master. Notice how they classify Jesus. Jesus, Master. Not Jesus, God Almighty. Not Jesus, Messiah. Jesus, Master. Now, Master is a term of authority. These lepers who were sick and going to die knew that Jesus, or they heard about Jesus, that he had authority. Authority over sickness, blindness, lameness, and death itself. So all they realized was he's one with authority. And so they cry out to him, have mercy on us. They felt and knew that God had no mercy on them. That the people around them had no mercy on them. They were merciless. And now they're asking Jesus to go against God Almighty. To do something that God Almighty was not going to do for them. Have mercy. And listen to how Jesus responds. I'm going to say, he responds as God Almighty in this circumstance. When Jesus saw them, he said, go and show. Go and show. Do you recall anything like that in the New Testament when Jesus speaks to the healthy? Go and make disciples by baptizing and teaching all that I've commanded you, and lo, I'm with you always. Jesus' instruction is go and show yourself to the priests. You know, that's easy. Hear me out. That's easy when you're sick and going to die. To go and show and talk about what God has done for you. Have you ever met somebody who maybe has stage 4 cancer? They want to talk about God. They want to talk about heaven. They want to talk about all that God has done for them. Have you ever met somebody who just won the lottery or a jackpot and they're healthy? Do they want to talk about God and show everybody what God has done in their life? No. You know what's easy to do when you're dying to talk about life after death? You know what's hard to do when you're healthy and wealthy and things are going good in your life? To sing about the world, to sing about what you're doing, but it's real difficult to make disciples. That's just the way it is. Why? Because we have so many things going on. There's so many things that take our time up when we are healthy. But when we're sick, what do we have to lose? All we have is time with God. Put yourself, that's mercy, in the place of these 10 lepers. You're going to die. And Jesus comes and says, go and show. You know what all 10 did? They trusted Jesus. They had nothing else in their life but just to trust Jesus. They listened, heard, and went. And on the way, 10 miracles happened. Let's take a look at it. As they went, they were cleansed. 10 miracles. 10 lepers being completely healed. Now, in the Old Testament, when God healed Naaman, not only did he heal him of leprosy, he restored his flesh to that of youth, of a baby. The fountain of youth happened to Naaman. And I believe it happened to these 10 lepers. They were, wow, look at this. Wow. I believe they started dancing, started singing, and thanking Jesus. Look what Jesus did. Somebody might even say, look what Jesus did. He went against God and he healed us. He is God. They probably danced and sang and thanked the Lord on their way to the priests. 10 miracles. Now the 11th miracle at the 11th hour. Notice what Jesus said. Then one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back. What does turned back mean? Repented. Repentance is one of the first things the Holy Spirit moves us to do in our life. We can't do this on our own. This is God working a miracle, another miracle in one of them. And he turned back praising God with a loud voice. He was being a storm bird in a loud voice. And he fell on his face at Jesus' feet. In the Greek language, that's worship. Only one came back praising God and worshiping Jesus as God Almighty, giving him thanks. Now, he was a Samaritan. Let me kind of share with you the idea. 10 were healed. The 11th miracle was inside one of them when he realized he was clean. He realized it was Jesus, who was God Almighty, who took that curse away. And realizing that Jesus is God Almighty, that's the second thing the Holy Spirit is going to change inside you. To see Jesus as not just a man, but God Almighty on earth. The only answer to everything. And he turned around, he repented. And when he saw Jesus, he fell on his face. That means worship. And he thanked Jesus. One out of 10. You see, all 10 were thankful, but thankfulness needs to move us to worship. Thanksgiving how soon we forget not to be thankful, but to worship. I believe all 10 were thankful. Who do you see yourself in this parable? 9 out of 10 would probably say, well, I'm the one. How about this Thanksgiving? Will you be 10 that are thankful? Or will you be the one who moves your thankfulness into worship? You see, how soon we forget is to worship God. How many people you think are healed in the hospitals in just Tulsa, Oklahoma alone? You think a lot of them leave the hospital thankful? I believe almost every one of them. But will that lead to being in a church and worshiping God? You answer it. According to Jesus, 1 out of 10 will thank God and see Jesus as God Almighty. Do you see Jesus as God Almighty? Creator of heaven and earth? The one who gave us the birds, the trees, your life? This Thanksgiving, are you going to be thankful and that's it? Or are you going to worship? You know what's interesting about this one leper? That he was a Samaritan. Now, a Samaritan is the oddball. A Samaritan, according to the Jews, was the dog, the half-breed, the heretic, the one who intermingled with the Gentiles. Remember the story of the Good Samaritan? That's the whole thing. Here's this oddball, this one everybody loathed, and he was the Good Samaritan? Well, here we have a Good Samaritan, you might say, who comes back and thanks Jesus. He's God Almighty. So he was a Samaritan. Now, when you read this parable, you could almost conclude that maybe the other 9 were Jews or Jewish descent, children of Israel. And this one Samaritan is the only one who comes back and gives thanks to God. But not only that, this is what we're told. Listen to the words of Jesus. Verse 18, was no one found to return and give praise to God, that is Jesus, except the foreigner? Now we learn a little more about him. First, he was a leper. Second, he's a Samaritan, an outcast. Number 3, he is a foreigner. It'd be like, if I may say, that 10 lepers were healed right here in the Bible Belt. And only one, who is a communist from China, repented and praised Jesus as God Almighty. What? It would be like 10 so-called Christians being healed of cancer, and only one returns to church and worships Jesus as God Almighty, the one who healed him. What are you going to take home? How are you going to celebrate Thanksgiving this year? Are you going to gather around in the tradition with your family members, hold hands and say, what are you thankful for? Well, I'm thankful for my family. I'm thankful for my home, my job, my health. Is that what you normally do? We do this in my family. That's what the 10 lepers did. May your thankfulness this Thanksgiving lead you into worship. We're so soon to forget that worship is the next level of thankfulness. There's a lot of people who acknowledge Jesus is what Christmas is all about. Jesus is what Easter is all about, but do they worship? There's a lot of people who may trust there is a God, but do they get down on their knees and say, it's only because of Jesus that I'm healed? Do you realize every one of you have the leprosy of sin? And you're going to die because of it? And it is Jesus who has healed us of the leprosy of sin. And yes, we should be thankful. And this Sunday morning, we're giving thanks to Jesus, what we should do. But our thankfulness needs to lead us to worship. What would that look like this Thanksgiving? Maybe you gather around with your family and you read these 8 verses, 4 minutes at the most. A story of thankfulness that leads to worship. And maybe when you give thanks to God for your family, you say, and I also want to tell everybody here, family and friends, grandchildren, that Jesus healed me like the leper of sin. And I want you to know, when I think of Jesus, he's my Lord and Savior. He's God Almighty. And I want you to know, I am a foreigner. A pilgrim, that's literally what it means. This is not my home. Heaven is my home. And I'm just passing through. And as I pass through, Jesus healed me. And I want everybody to know that I'm here to worship Jesus. Imagine if you did that. See, they were out in the middle of a village on the outskirts. They weren't in a building or in a temple on Mount Gerizim, as the Samaritan woman said, you worship there. The Jews worship in the temple. Jesus said, there'll come a time when people will just worship me in spirit. Meaning with a changed spirit, they see Jesus as God Almighty. Do you see Jesus as God Almighty? Are you going to give thanks this Thanksgiving? May it lead you to acknowledge, to go and show how he has healed you and who he is in your spirit, in your heart. And together as a family, wherever we are, we're going and we're showing, going and making and sharing the good news. Amen. Would you bow your heads with me for a word of prayer? Thank you, Jesus, for healing me from the sin or the leprosy of sin. Thank you, Jesus, for being my God, for dying on the cross for my sins, rising on the third day because I know I will, because that victory is mine. Thank you, Jesus, for my family, my little ones. I, along with those lepers, do not want to forget to move on from thanksgiving to worship. May I be like that one leper who falls before you, Jesus, and thanks you for being my God, my healer. And may I go and show, go and tell, and share that with everybody who will listen. May all our thanksgivings move us to always to repent, return to Jesus, and honor him as God. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.